In the Blend is a podcast series that helps parents navigate life within a blended family. Join me as I speak with experts and guests to get practical advice on how to have a harmonious blended family life. This series dives deep into the unique dynamics, logistics, and challenges of raising a blended family. From new partners to juggling mixed finances, we will help guide you through it. Welcome back to In the Blend. Before we dive into today's episode, have you checked out our monthly newsletter? It is your go-to for all things In the Blend, from our latest episodes to our favorite tips and resources. Sign up at intheblend.com.au. Now, in this favorite tips episode, we revisit a conversation I had with authors Daniela Rigon and Tracy Duff, creators of child-centered co-parenting. Tracy shared many valuable co-parenting tips during our chat, including how parenting plans made it easier for her to maintain a harmonious relationship with her ex. If you're co-parenting, especially after a recent separation, Tracy's insights will be incredibly insightful and practical. Let's jump in.
Because Josh was so young and he was 8 weeks old, 8 months old, we had to put something in place to ensure that he had equal access to each parent, because we agreed to do that, and that he also had communication happening between both parents regularly. So it might seem excessive, but when your child is 8 months old, you have to speak a few times a day. It's like when you send your child to daycare, there's a communication book for you to write things in. And if you don't have a great relationship, you can put a communication book in between the two houses so that you can say, you know, changed his nappy four times today, was a little bit more wet or whatever's happening. He didn't really eat his meals, all of that sort of stuff. So in the beginning stage, when they're very young, communication is even more important. And documenting it just keeps you both accountable. We put something into our parenting plan that I don't see a lot of people do, and that was uninterrupted access to both parents. So if Josh was with me and he wanted to speak to his dad five times during the day, he could, and vice versa. We never limited or restricted any parenting time. We both also respected our time with our child. So like Dave wasn't turning up every 5 minutes saying, okay, let's go to the park, or, you know, when on the time that I had with Josh. But we kind of operated it in a system of, if we were together, would we be fighting about who spent more time with him? Would we be fighting about who gave him his bottle, who changed his nappy, who took him to the park? And when we realized the answer was no, we thought, well, why would we fight about that now?
Yes.
So having structure is important, but also flexibility is important, so that your child never feels that they can't, spend time with both parents equally. Mm. Our parenting plan also included things around special occasions. So for birthdays, we did something more unusual. We shared his birthdays. We would take Josh out somewhere together so that he could always have those memories of having both parents together. We'd take him to the movies or whatever. And when our new partners came in, we do that now. We share it with Josh's sisters. Mm-hmm. We also put in special occasions for Christmas that we would share the occasion. So there's never a Christmas that I don't see my son, never a Christmas that Danny doesn't see him or Dave doesn't see him. Grandparents' special occasions, like Danny's Italian, so there's special occasions at Easter where she will, have special, like on Good Friday, there's something special that they do in their family, so Josh attends. We just put a lot of flexibility in there, but also that freedom for both parents to still be able to have, you know, special occasions and special time with our child, so he never missed out. But anything that's important to you should be in your parenting plan.
Religion was in there too.
Religion,
to go to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
Yes.
We put that in there. And medical as well. We never did anything. Like there was an occasion. I wanted Josh to get his tonsils and adenoids out very young, and that was something that Dave didn't agree to until Josh was 11. So that was like, that was one of our issues.
Yes.
but even with that, I didn't go against him, because that's part of our parenting plan and that's one of the guardianship issues. You don't do anything medical without the other parent's consent. As much as it irritated me, it was really important to him, and we did that. Whereas when Danny got married, she got those tonsils for her kids taken out straight away. Quick start. They all have these tonsils.
Oh, too funny. I think the parenting plan is great, and I think it's something people need to remember to do, or if they don't have one, get one done, because as you say, if you've got those foundational items agreed, then everything else, the little things, you can really agree whether it matters or not. And yeah. Most of the time it's not going to matter a great deal if you've got those big things figured out.
And I think they, when they did that, they sat down and said, what is really your not negotiables? Mm. What are your not negotiables? And that was the starting point.
Yes. I hope you found this favourite tip segment insightful and that it sparks ideas on how a parenting plan could improve the dynamics in your blended family. Tracy and Daniela shared numerous valuable tips in our full conversation, which you can access through the link provided in the show notes. For further insights and strategies, consider exploring their book, Child-Centered Co-Parenting, for a comprehensive guide to all things harmonious co-parenting. Thanks for listening to the In the Blend podcast. The show notes for this episode are available at intheblend.com.au. And if you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe and please rate and review in your podcasting app. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.